The Labor Party has suspended MP Gaurav Sharma from the caucus, effective immediately. The caucus held a special meeting this afternoon to decide what to do with the Hamilton West MP, who has accused his colleagues of bullying. The Prime Minister and leader of the Labor Party, Jacinda Ardern, says the decision was reached after what she called repeated breaches of trust.
This decision today by caucus was unanimous. The team were very clear that to function as a political party in a place where open debate and dialogue is so key, you need to trust your colleagues. You need to feel you can speak openly and freely. That sense of trust has been broken through repeated breaches of our caucus rules over the last 5 days, and that made the decision very clear.
Our political editor, Jane Patterson, joins us now from Parliament. Tēnā koe, Jane. What else did Te Pirimia Jacinda Ardern say about this?
Hi, Lisa. Well, the Prime Minister has just wrapped up a media conference in the Beehive Theatre confirming that suspension of the MP for Hamilton West, and that's based on what she says was serious misconduct. And one thing in particular she alluded to was that discussions among caucus members had been shared more widely or more publicly. And caucus discussions are supposed to be completely confidential. They're not supposed to go any further. It's a big part of the trust of the caucus and the political situation. So that was one of the reasons that the caucus unanimously said Ms Ardern that he is going to be suspended at least until December. So he's been given a bit of time to maybe regain that trust of his caucus. They will look at it again, but Ms Ardern was saying that that would not be predetermined in terms of whether he would remain suspended, whether he could be expelled altogether, or whether he could actually be taken back into the fold.
So Dr Sharma was invited to this meeting, but where was he when it was all going down?
Texting reporters, by the look of it, Lisa, as the caucus meeting started at about 2:30, we started getting, as did other media, screenshots of a caucus meeting that had been held last night for every other caucus member except Dr Sharma. So he was busy sending all that off, communicating with reporters, saying that there'd been this secret caucus meeting last night, he hadn't been invited to it, and look, here's the proof. So when Ms Ardern came down to the theatre, one of the first things she said was, no, he was not at this caucus meeting. There were numerous attempts to get hold of him and invite him and make sure that he was here, because a big part of this caucus meeting was to hear from him directly to be able to put his case, but he did not turn up. And Ms Ardern also detailed the attempts that had been made to set this meeting today so that it would be a time that suited him. So I think a big black mark against him in terms of his caucus members. And she rather dryly noted that he had time to talk to the media but not front up in front of his own caucus colleagues.
And of course the Prime Minister at that press conference, Jane, saying that that meeting last night was informal because he was leaking, it wasn't an official caucus member, it was so they could safely discuss issues.
Yes, it wasn't a formal caucus meeting, but it was a meeting of the full caucus except Dr Sharma. So the reason she gave for it was that actually because some of the discussions had been leaked or made public by Dr Sharma, there were some MPs who actually wanted to be able to speak freely. They were worried that, you know, conversations might be passed on to the media or to public. So they wanted an opportunity ahead of this meeting to discuss some of those things in a space that they could trust. So Ms Ardern said that the screenshot, which was of Calvin Davis at this meeting, was taken mistakenly by another MP who was multitasking trying to organise the meeting and today's meeting and mistakenly sent it to Dr Sharma. So look, that's another thing that blew up just in the middle of the deliberations of his own caucus, and I really don't think that would have helped his case at all.
So what happens now? Does he just truck on being an MP?
He does. So the message from Ms Ardern was that he's still expected, of course, to carry out his electorate and constituent duties as the MP for Hamilton West. But what it means is that he does not participate in any caucus meetings. He will not be privy to any caucus discussions. He will not sit on any select committees or have any representation in Parliament as a Labour MP. Labour will still keep his vote. They have a large majority, so there's no question that his expulsion could cause problems for them, but regardless, they keep that vote. So, as I said, he's got another few months too, until the end of the year to see if he can regain that trust of his colleagues. Ms Ardern said that actually the team were pretty upset about everything that's gone down. It was only last Thursday that this all blew up, but they did want to give him another chance and another opportunity to maybe reflect on some of his behaviour and conduct and have another opportunity to come back in December. She also went into a little bit more detail about what started all of this, and basically it was that staff had complained about Dr Sharma as an MP. It was investigated. The mentor that he was given, he objected to. There were more complaints, and this process was going on, and again he objected to it, and a hiring freeze was put onto him. Ms Ardern said that as a result of the Debbie Francis report, they're now intervening much more early if there are staff problems, and that has caused some, quote, complexities around the place. But she was very much focusing today that Labor had a duty of care to the people who are employed to work for MPs, and that has really been a focus that's potentially been lost in all of this drama over the last couple of days.
Thanks for the update, Jane. That is our political editor, Jane Patterson, joining us live there from Parliament.